6:43.
East End Jeremy's on hold. He put a post up on his Facebook page. We need to address with him next.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He sucks as a parent.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's not good.
All right. I didn't see his post. I can't wait to find out what he did.
Mm.
Hmm.
And he's having another one.
WBAB.
And he's got another one coming.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. It's 6:47, sunny and 70 today, another nice day. We've had East End Jeremy on hold because of a very disturbing Facebook post he put up yesterday. JP saw it. I've gotten a little wind of what it is.
He's an idiot.
Jeremy, you actually are proud, or what is it, of your son, and that he dropped trousers and peed in the bushes at school? Are you really?
Yes. Well, listen, that's another topic I was going to ask Roger. What is the most embarrassing thing your child has ever done to you? Like, I was thinking about it. That's pretty embarrassing. I was pretty proud. My wife was embarrassed.
Dude, don't listen to me. Do not be proud. Your son craps on the back lawn.
That's the problem.
Was at school.
Yes.
And he decided to go off and by the bush, drop his drawers down to his ankles, and pee.
Yeah, I know. And just
don't be right. Proud. You're doing it wrong.
But what am I supposed to do? The man's got to go. You know?
No, you're not supposed to laugh and encourage it. You're supposed to fix it, you schmuck.
But he technically was putting out a fire on the bush.
That's no, cool. He wasn't putting out a fire on a bush.
Jeremy, how old is he? Four.
Yeah, he's just about four. Yeah.
His dumb dick father taught him this. That's what happened. Your wife seems to have, like, some sort of clue of what she's doing.
Yeah.
You, dude, you're...
Why do you let him go in the yard?
Well, you know, it's just he...
Like a dog.
He was afraid of the toilet when he was younger. He didn't like the toilet flushing, so he would like to go outside. And then he would just go out there, and out of nowhere, he would just start peeing and dropping, you know, pooping, and just out of the front yard. He liked it. He liked the air.
Oh, the front yard.
Oh, so you didn't tell him?
Instead of teaching him that the toilet is okay and it's nothing to be scared of, you say, okay, go outside and poop?
Yeah, I did. And then,
dude, honestly.
That is really messed
up. Honestly, if anything, God forbid anything ever happens to your wife and somebody allows you to have these kids, it's bad.
Well, I mean, he's a good kid, but he's like Bear Grylls. He's just the nature boy.
Yeah, oh,
listen,
he is not.
He's not Bear Grylls. He's not in the woods. He's at home on Long Island. He's at school peeing in the bushes. You suck. Listen to me, and I mean this. And I like you. You know that. But you suck as a parent. Suck.
I've never heard of a parent who lets their kid poop on the front lawn.
Right.
I've never heard of this ever.
Well, we were potty training, and he was going. He wasn't using the diaper. I didn't have to change diapers. I thought it was great. Okay, he's going to go, then let him go. You know, I don't know. Isn't that what you guys do? You encourage him to go?
No, we
teach him to do it the right
way.
You
teach him to use the potty.
So that
Rush, the girls never did anything embarrassing to you. Like, they never just... You know,
whoa. Don't try and deflect.
Nothing even close to
You're
that.
You're not deflecting now. You need to take this one on the chin.
Own it.
Own it, fix it, and move on.
All right. I'll get him fixed up.
Come on.
You should have seen the teacher's face when she was trying to tell my wife she had tears coming down his face. You know, I mean, it was kind of funny.
But your son is not a comedic prop.
Right.
He's your responsibility.
Yeah, she wasn't happy with me last night.
Tighten up your house.
No, she shouldn't be happy with you. Honestly, she should throw you out.
Yeah, she thought about it. She has thought about it numerous times.
She can do better.
Goodbye.
Thank you for the honesty, JP. I appreciate it.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Jeremy.
And he puts it on Facebook, so you know it's from him.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be hiding in this, you know, I might tell you off the air. I probably would tell the story on the air, but I would not be sticking my chest out about it.
Look how great my son is.
I'd be like, look how effed up my life is.
All right, maybe Easton Jeremy will go take care of that. 6:51?
Yeah, okay.
Maybe. Here's Ted with the Roads.
Again!
6:55, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. Easton Jeremy making headlines on the air with us all the time, but he posts on Facebook that his son got in trouble at school for dropping his drawers and peeing in a bush.
Yeah.
At the school. He's four, right? Isn't he?
He's four, almost four. Yeah, he's 4 years old, and he poops on the front lawn.
So we just tried to talk some sense into him because, yeah, he has brought him up to let him go outside like a dog and poop and pee in the yard. Good morning, B.A.B. What do you got for Jeremy?
I want to know if his roses are any bigger and brighter than everyone else's. I can't believe that. But I'm glad you guys are on the right side.
You know what? I mean, what kills me is...
Cars driving by watching kids taking crap on the front lawn?
What kills me is that he's not on the right side. Like,
I don't get it.
Dude, I'm telling you, that guy is broken.
Because other than that, though, he seems like a fun dad.
He does.
What's he doing with
this? I'll tell you what, and there's a lot of stuff Jeremy puts, he spends on his weekends.
Yep.
You'll see what he puts on Facebook. It's all about his wife and his son.
Yep.
Every minute he's got, they're at the beach together. They're always doing stuff.
Big family guy.
He's in it. You know, he's in it. He doesn't work weekends because that's his family time. I commend him for that.
That's great, Jesus.
Mary and Joseph.
Yeah, and the other two.
Put out there.
Take care, man.
Yeah, this case calls for all people who are holy. What a mess. He's got to break a four-year-old of this habit. Granted, he's four, he has a shot.
Good luck with that.
All because he's scared of the flush of the toilet. 102.3 WBAB. You know I'm a tree. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 7 o'clock. If you're just joining us, the topic of conversation is our good friend our loyal listener who calls all the time, East End Jeremy.
He's a friend. Come on.
I know. He's a good dude. Well, in this case, he posted on Facebook and seems to be very proud of his son who pees and poops outdoors as a habit at 4 years old and dropped trout at school and peed in the bush.
Yep. Sure did.
Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
Does this sound like a man who is embarrassed by what his son is doing?
No. He sounds very proud, doesn't he?
4-year-old to pee on the lawn at school turned into 35-year-old to show up at a yard sale for a radio host an hour and a half before it starts.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Have a good one.
Take care, man. And then Nicole just sent me the same thing. She goes, don't forget, he robbed your son. He robbed your son at the garage sale.
That is true.
He showed up an hour before the garage sale started and negotiated with a 7-year-old and then took stuff and just paid half the price for it. Gave it to my son and left.
That's half the price.
Yeah, it is outrageous, Judge Judy.
He's then Jeremy. Couple of different good stories about him. He's approaching Ted status with stories. It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's M1 Rock Station. Roger and JP.
I walk 4 to 7 miles of barbed wire. I got a cobra stick for a necktie. A brand new house along the rule 7.
Well, 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 706, sunny, 70 degrees today. East End Jeremy, frequent caller, loyal listener, posted on Facebook last night that his son got in trouble at school for dropping his trousers and peeing in a bush out in like the little recess area at his school. He's 4 years old. The reason? He's always been afraid of the toilet flushing, and so Jeremy has let him go outside and pee or poop. Either way, in the yard, backyard, front yard, whatever. And so now the kid at 4 goes to school. He doesn't think anything of it. When he has to go, he just goes in a bush. A little messed up, no? just a little?
And here's what I know he's listening, and I know he's not calling. He's just soaking all this up. Here's what I want you to understand. When you're taking parenting lessons from me, your problems are way bigger than you had anticipated.
His good buddy, also on the East End, Smokey, is on the line.
See what happened right there? Roger's about to come and have my back. You're a good parent. He stopped himself short. He's like, I'm not going to put my neck out for that schmuck.
I think people have heard enough stories to know you're fine. What's up, Smokey? What do you got about Jeremy? Go ahead.
Somewhere in time, somewhere around 15,000 BC, that was perfectly normal behavior. So in my opinion, it just goes to show that Jeremy is genetically related to the caveman.
Dude, that's your boy, though, bro.
Listen, I love him to pieces, man. He is, just like you said, man. He's a great family guy. But that is probably one of the most disturbing things I've heard come off your radio station in a very long time.
And what gets me, Smoke, is that he doesn't get it.
I don't know if he wants to get it.
Right.
It's funny. You know, he's still at that adolescent age where it's still funny to do things like that.
Dude, adolescent age? How old is he? He's got to be almost 40.
Well, yeah, he's chronologically he's right. 40, but I think mentally he's like 3 and a half, man.
Yeah. He's just jealous. He can't be out there pooping on the front lawn right with him.
Well, we don't know that he's not doing that, man.
I don't doubt. I think he does it at night. I really do. Go out with his son, right on the lawn.
That he just fessed up to that whole thing, man.
Oh, we'll see if he can break the
kid.
Can
you imagine Jeremy's outside, out front with a pooper scooper, and the neighbor's going, I didn't know they had a dog.
They don't.
They don't.
That's hysterical, man. He should call that poopy gone people.
It is disturbing. You called it, Smoke.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Thanks,
adios,
buddy.
Bro.
Thanks, Smoke.
Well, it's not often you hear a story of a guy who lets his kid poop on the front lawn.
I just got to...
Hopefully
just,
he fixes that really soon.
I just got a text message. The kid poops on the... And he used the S word.
Yeah.
The kid poops in the front yard? Dude, that's really effed up. His family time on the weekend is probably for cleaning up after his kid. I thought you guys were doing a bit, and then I realized it wasn't. That is so messed up, bro. The kid's got to be a blast at backyard birthday parties.
All right. He starts going to his friend's birthday parties. Who knows what he's going to do?
All right.
709.
Somebody has a pony in the backyard doing whatever, especially out there with all the property. Somebody's got a pony in the backyard. The pony's not crapping on the lawn. All the kid right. is.